Country Bob FM. Almanac time now here on Bob in honor of the NCAA tournament.
Whoa, good
cheating
morning.
Referees, but then in honor of the Gophers.
Yep.
That's what they did.
The one and done. Yep. The bottom fell out on them.
Yep. Today is St. Patrick's Day. Yesterday was St. Urho's Day. Mm-hmm. For all those of Finnish lineage. St. Urho drove the frogs out, and they changed the story to be grasshoppers. Supposed to wear purple on St. Urho's Day. Some guy in Minnesota made it up.
Okay.
Like 50, 60 years ago, something like that. So
it really hasn't caught on to the same magnitude.
People know about it, though. If you live in Finlayson, they'll tell you all about St. Urho's Day up there in Pine Finlayson. County.
Okay.
Yep, up in that direction.
Sure.
Friday, March 17th, 76th day of the year. 289 days left to go. This date, the whole St. Patrick thing began. 461 AD, St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland, he died on this date.
He did.
461 AD. Then it wasn't until 1737 that St. Patrick's Day celebrated publicly in the 13 colonies for the first time. They did so in Boston in 1737. Now, almost 40 years later, 39 years later, also in Boston, you know, George Washington, he does three things really well. He crosses rivers.
Yes.
He chops down cherry trees. And he drives out redcoats.
Yeah.
And that's what he did on this date, 1776. George Washington and his forces forced British troops to evacuate Boston. They went up and they chased them all the way to Nova Scotia on this date. It was the Siege of Boston that ended on this date.
It didn't end the Revolutionary War, though.
Not yet.
That went on a little while longer.
1845, the rubber band patented by Stephen Perry of London.
Nice work.
Pretty
there.
Handy. I think we could use that.
Yeah.
We have a cat that loves rubber bands. Your cat, Brittany, rubber bands?
Yeah, mostly ponytail holders, though, more than rubber bands.
Our
we have more of those laying around.
Our cat can, smell it. If I get a newspaper and I don't unwrap it and it's wrapped in a rubber band and I put it up on a counter, he goes and finds it.
Really?
And within 5 minutes, it's on the floor and he's trying to get that rubber band off of that thing.
They
I don't
do
know
have a distinct
is.
Smell.
I guess. Not just, you have to put, for a human, you have to put it right up to your nose.
Right. For
a
cat, smell it's like catnip.
Cat. Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
1853, you've heard of the Doppler effect?
We have.
You see it before you hear it. Christian Doppler. Too bad we didn't have Steve Wollenhouse on today.
Right.
I mean, we should have brought this up with Megan, too.
She could have expounded on this.
Yep. Austrian physicist Christian Doppler died. He studied the effects of velocity, developing the Doppler effect. Of course, we have radar, navigation, astronomy. The radar is a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
And the Doppler is still used to this date. Let's check Doppler radar and see if we've got rain out over Delano.
That's very impressive. I didn't realize he'd been around, in the 1850s.
1884, in Otay, California, John Joseph Montgomery made the first manned, controlled, heavier-than-air glider flight in the United States. So a couple of decades before the Wright brothers, this guy was flying his gliders. I think that was also the home of Buckwheat, wasn't it?
Otay.
Otay.
Otay, yeah,
California.
I think you're right.
1884, 1958, United States launched Vanguard 1, was the second U.S. satellite to orbit the Earth. That was back on this date, 1958. Back in 59, he had a big uprising in Tibet against Chinese rule, and the Dalai Lama was forced to flee. We are currently, it's the same Dalai Lama that we have now. This guy's been around forever. He's the 13th Dalai Lama.
So he was on the run in 1959, and he's still with us?
Of course, his helper is the Dalai Alpaca. Or it could be the Kenny Lama. Dalai Lama,
yeah,
Kenny.
Kenny Lama.
Get it? You got it?
Yeah.
1959, Utah governor in 2004, Olene Walker signed a bill eliminating the use of firing squads during executions. Up to 2004, they could still use firing squads in Utah. It was the only state left which gave death row prisoners the option of choosing death by firing squad.
Who was the one that
we
wanted,
had talked about that?
Yeah, who wanted the firing squad in Utah? He asked for it.
2005, after a contentious court battle, remember the name Terry Schiavo?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Doctors removed the feeding tube that kept brain-damaged Florida woman Terry Schiavo alive for 15 years.
That was a long debate amongst
the
family.
It was quite a battle. This date in 2007 in the world of hockey.
Modano's second power play tally of the night, and he now owns the record for goals by a U.S.-born player with that one. And it's a patented one-timer with the extra man.
Minnesota North Star great Mike Modano, then playing with the Dallas Stars, became the all-time leading goal scorer in the history of American-born players with goals 502 and 503 in the same game against the Nashville Predators. And he surpassed Joe Mullen, who had the record prior to that.
Sure.
And he also became the all-time leading American scorer overall points, surpassing Minnesota's own Phil Housley.
Very nice.
Former broadcast partner of mine and Hall of Famer, by the way, Phil Housley. That was 2007, Mike Modano, the Dallas Stars. 2016, direct mail to Cuba became available for the first time in more than 50 years. You get direct mail. You actually mail something to Havana that had been unavailable for 50 years.
So I could go out, put the red flag up on the side of my mailbox, and send a letter directly to Cuba.
That's what they tell me. 2016, a year ago to date, that happened.
And she's leaving on the midnight plane to Houston.
Midnight plane to Houston. Song sound familiar? I mean, you know Midnight Train to Georgia. This is Jim Weatherly. Obviously better songwriter than singer. He wrote this song, reworded it for Gladys Knight, and of course made hundreds of thousands of dollars on it. He wrote a number of Gladys Knight's big hits. I Don't Want to Be the One, and there's several songs, and of course Midnight Train to Georgia is one of them. Now the Pips wrote that.
Right.
This isn't part of that song.
Okay.
The train sound effect. So Jim Weatherly is 74 today. Did you learn something there?
I did. That was all new to me right there.
How about John Sebastian?
What a day for a daydream.
He's 73.
What a day for a daydreaming boy.
And of course, Welcome Back Cotter was one of his staples.
Yeah. Here he is, lead singing The Lovin' Spoonful, one of my favorite 60s groups.
This is a great tune. Big Q might play this?
Well, they better.
Yeah.
So John Sebastian, he had gone solo when he did Welcome Back and Welcome Back Cotter.
The theme to the television show.
But that was also a big hit.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big radio hit, not just a TV theme. Maybe one of the biggest hits among TV themes.
Sure.
Top 10, at least.
For sure.
John Sebastian is probably right up there with Greatest American Hero, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Neither one of us wants to be the one to say goodbye. That was the other Gladys Knight song that I was trying to think of.
Okay.
John Sebastian is 73. He was one of the Ewing boys.
It stops right now, JR. Pamela's my wife, and you're going to treat her with respect.
Now, listen here, little brother.
No, I won't listen. You can stop that little brother nonsense, too, because that stops from here on in.
Hold on.
Oh, we'll always be brothers, JR. But if you ever try and force me to choose, there's not a chance in a million I'd choose you or any family above my wife.
Patrick Duffy is 68 today. Bobby Ewing.
He was upset with JR right
he
there.
He was upset. Of course, he died, but then he didn't die. It was all a dream. He was in the shower. He was on Step by Step, married to Chrissy Snow.
Yeah.
The Thigh Master,
Suzanne Summers. Yeah.
Patrick Duffy is 68. His best move was pushing people in the pool.
Right.
Every fight on Dallas, if it was anywhere near a house with a pool, people always ended up in the pool. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
So happy birthday to Patrick Duffy today. He is 68.
Great moments are born from great opportunity.
Gives me chills.
And that's what you have here tonight, boys.
I could listen to this whole speech.
That's what you've earned here tonight.
I don't know if we have time.
Oh, it's so good.
One game. If we played them 10 times, they might win 9. But not this game.
Not tonight.
Not tonight.
There he is. Kurt Russell is Herb Brooks in Miracle.
Even the family said, you know, his mannerisms, the way he played... our father and our dad and our husband, you know, the people, it's just eerie how good Kurt Russell was.
Kurt Russell, 66 here today.
And he could be comedic, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Very funny.
Well, he, The Hateful Eight, Have you seen that? Yes. I've got that on my DVR. I've recorded it. I need to see that. I'm going to watch that.
It's good.
He's a good actor. Escape from New York, Escape from L.A., Backdraft.
What was the one where he was...
Executive Decision. He was in that, remember?
Yeah.
The one where they take the plane.
Yes. The comedy one, he was the captain of the sailboat for Martin
Short's...
Bird
on a Wire?
Martin Short's family. No, I don't think it was Bird. Maybe it was. No, it was Captain something or other.
Oh, okay.
Fact checker? Are you listening?
No, I was watching the Irish dancers on the TV. What are you looking for facts
You're
for?
Watching TV
I'm
during
sorry.
The...
Kurt Russell movie where he played the captain of and he takes his family on a trip around the world or something. And I think Martin Short's family is in it. It's hilarious.
I don't remember
All
that
right,
one.
I'll look it up.
Captain Jack or
he
something.
He is 66. Here's a musical memory from the 70s. Was born in Minneapolis. Her name is Susie Allinson. She had a handful in the 70s. This was her biggest.
Yeah.
We Belong Together, and as soon as I played this, I remembered this song. I'd forgotten about Susie Allinson, forgotten about that song that I played. I go, well, I remember listening to that on WDGY when they played country back in the day.
All right.
So
I didn't realize she was Minnesota.
Yeah, originally born in Minnesota. I don't think she lived here that long, and then they moved out west. But Susie Allinson with her song, We Belong Together. She is 65 today. Gary Sinise, of course, he was Lieutenant Dan.
Yes, he
was. Two standing orders in this platoon. One, take good care of your feet. Two, try not to do anything stupid like getting yourself killed.
There he is, Lieutenant Dan. Gary Sinise is 62, Green Mile, Apollo 13. TV's on the CSI show, one of the CSIs.
Been in a ton of stuff.
So he is 62 today.
And a fine musician.
Yeah, well, he has Gary Sinise and the Lieutenant Dan Band.
Yeah.
That's the name of his band. Yeah. It's Gary Sinise and the Lieutenant Dan Band. Gary Sinise is 62 today. Have you heard him sing?
Somewhere guitar. I have, yeah. It's pretty good.
Paul Overstreet is 62 today.
Mm.
Paul Overstreet is 62. The songs that he has written also involved in this copyright brouhaha that we are currently in. So instead,
saw the late, late show, old Sloan hit the sack, and then along about 2 o'clock, I hold him on back to the old home filler up and keep on the trucking cafe. The old home filler up and keep on the trucking. The old home filler up and keep on the trucking.
There's no connection to Paul Overstreet.
Eight stools and a promise
at the old home filler up and keep on trucking cafe. C.W. McCall sitting in for Paul Overstreet. Paul Overstreet is 62 today. Danny Ainge is 58. President of basketball operations for the Boston Celtics. Played for the Celtics. He was a good baseball player, too, as I recall.
Got drafted by Toronto, I do believe.
Yep, he could have been a Blue Jay, but instead he was a Celtic.
Yep, been a pretty good one.
Danny Age is 58 today.
Hi, I'm Rob Lowe, and I have DirecTV. And I'm overly paranoid, Rob Lowe, and I have cable. Cable's got me on hold, which gives me time to figure out what the heck the Petersons are building.
What are you up to?
Did you know they hide listening devices in our cheese? Don't be like this, me.
There he is, Rob Lowe. Those are genius spots.
Yeah.
Rob Lowe, 53, was part of the Brat Pack.
Yep.
With St. Elmo's Fire and some of those 80s movies. He was on a TV show, West Wing, Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me, where he's able to utilize his great impersonation of Robert Wagner.
Yes.
To a role in that movie.
Chris Farley's movie,
Tommy Boy.
Tommy Boy, he was in that with Bo Derek.
Yeah, he was going to be his stepbrother.
Yeah.
Rob Lowe is 50. What does he say? These boots are worth more than something. I can't remember what it was. It was good stuff. Rob Lowe is 53. Billy Corgan, lead singer of Smashing Pumpkins. He's the big 5-0 today. Now, there are only three female soccer players that I can remember. You've got your Brandi Chastain, you got your Brianna Scurry, who hailed from Anoka, by the way, and you have your Mia Hamm.
Right.
And Mia Hamm is 45 today. She's not the one who took her shirt off and showed off her sports bra. That was Brandi Chastain.
Correct.
Mia Hamm is 45. A member of the group The Corrs. remember this song, Brittany, don't you?
I sure do.
It's a good poppy song, good hook.
Feel good.
It was a family band from Europe, I think Ireland or Scotland, somewhere.
I could hear Shania Twain doing this.
Yeah, it does have that kind of Shania Twain tinge to it. One of the Corrs, Caroline Corr, is 44 today. Happy birthday to her. We got John Boyega. You know who he is. He played the stormtrooper that defected in Star Wars, the seventh Star Wars movie, the second from the last. We did the last one was Rogue One, the one The Force Awakens. I know you don't care anything about Star Wars, so you're going to shut your mic off.
This is a rescue. I'm helping you escape. Can you fly a TIE fighter? You with the Resistance?
What?
No. I'm breaking you out. Can you fly a TIE fighter?
I can fly anything. Why? Why are you helping me?
Because it's the right thing to do.
It's the right thing to do. He's a defecting stormtrooper named Finn. John Boyega is 25 today. I can't wait for episode 8 to come out. Not this year, but next year. So he is 25 today. And Olympic gold medal swimmer Katie Ledecky is 20. She's kind of the new female Michael Phelps,
right?
She's dominating swimmer. She's outstanding. Yep. She's U.S. and she is 20. She has many more great swimming years ahead of her.
Absolutely,
do your thing now.
Gone but not forgotten. Former Chief Justice of these United States, Roger Taney, born in this day, 1777. It was his decision in the Dred Scott case that helped bring about the Civil War.
Right,
it's a very important figure in our history. German engineer Gottlieb Daimler. Daimler Chrysler.
I say Daimler Chrysler is when they say Daimler Chrysler, I say Daimler, not Daimler.
I've heard it both ways.
I guess.
Yeah, I'm going Daimler. He played a significant role in the development of the internal combustion engine.
That's the wrong signal. That's what they do on game shows when, like on Wheel of Fortune when you'd hit bankrupt.
All your cash goes
poor
away.
Poor Bob from Tabika.
Yeah. Academy Award-winning composer Alfred Newman, born on this, is that Newman? 1901.
Newman.
He holds the record for the most Academy Award nominations, 44, and the most wins with 9. You're talking Camelot, The King and I, Love is a Many Splendored Thing, Call Me Madam, the list goes on and on and on. Pretty impressive. Alfred Newman, 1901. One of the greatest golfers of all time. He won the Grand Slam of Golf in 1930, and his name synonymous with Augusta, Georgia, and the Masters, Bobby Jones.
He basically gave us the Masters Augusta.
Yep, 1902.
And when he won the Grand Slam, that included amateur.
Amateur, correct. Yeah. Correct. Pro Football Hall of Famer Slingin' Sammy Baugh. We love
number
the nickname.
33.
Slingin' Sammy Baugh. Pretty good football player. Yep, 1914 for Slingin' Sammy. Singer, band leader, tremendous talent, Nat King Cole.
Will you smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa?
Oh, he's good.
Or is this your way to hide a broken heart?
It could be.
Many dreams. There's Mona Lisa amongst his many, many great songs, Unforgettable. Was another great tune. 1919, he died early too, didn't he? Nat King Cole?
Yeah, he had lung cancer, emphysema. He's a heavy smoker.
Yeah, Nat King Cole. Born on this day, 1919. Singer Zola Taylor. She was a female singer in the group The Platters. Born on this day, 1938. 1932, the Baron of country music wore the eye patch over his right eye, Dick Curless.
If they buried all the truckers lost in them woods, there'd be a tombstone every mile. Count them off. There'd be a tombstone every mile.
There he is.
I get a request for that one every now and then on the All Request Lunch.
King of the Truckin' Songs, that is Dick Curless. Born on this day, 1932. Serial killer John Wayne Gacy. He was a very bad man, 1942, we don't care. Actress Dana Reeve, she was the widow of actor Christopher Reeve, and she also died very young. She was born on this day, 1961. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Any facts that need checking and correcting or improving?
Yeah, well, there was a notable person who died of, or who was executed by firing squad, Ronnie Lee Gardner. Is that who you were thinking of earlier?
No, no.
Otherwise, there's been a couple of death row inmates in the last couple of months that in Virginia and Alabama who have requested firing squads as their execution of choice. Oh. Also, Kurt Russell was Captain Ron.
Captain Ron.
Captain Ron, yep.
Was it? Have you seen that? It's pretty hilarious.
I'm sure I've seen clips.
Yeah.
It's on my list of movies I want to see.
Yeah.
Also, Nat King Cole died at age 45 from lung cancer. And Dana Reeve also died at age 44. Hmm. She also died of lung cancer, actually.
Wow. Okay, well, that wraps up the week of Bob Almanacs. Thank you for everybody's participation. I think it was a very good week. And if you want to relive it, all of them will be posted by noon today under Funkin' Wagnall's porch. Oh, actually, on mybobcountry.com, all right?